So, do you think this will really work? I mean, I've been out of the dating market for quite a while now. Ever since your father, the bum, left us. I'm not sure I even want to go through with this. I mean, men can be so much trouble. But since you've gone through all this trouble to download the program, I guess we could at least give it a try. So, what's the first question on the computer dating form? How tall do I want him to be? Well, as long as he's nice, I guess I don't really care. Just put down medium height. Next question. What kind of a build do I want him to have? Well, muscles are always nice. I am kind of getting tired of doing all the heavy work around here myself, you know. Other than that, I guess I don't really care. Do I want him to be handsome? Well, of course I do. But beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and looks aren't everything. Do I want him to be fair or dark? Well, put down no preference. I might match up with more guys that way. You never can tell. A hot Latin lover sounds kind of interesting. Marital status? Well, I want him to be single, of course, like me. After all, I don't want his wife to come calling on us at an inappropriate time, if you know what I mean. How many more questions are there anyway? I'm getting bored. You know how much I hate paperwork. Can't you just skip some of them? Okay, good. Do I want an introvert or an extrovert? Well, my mama always told me to beware of the quiet type, because you never know what they're thinking. Put down extrovert. I like a guy who's fun to be with. Aren't we done yet? Okay, two more questions. How often do I want to have sex? Oh, just on special occasions or spontaneous? What kind of question is that to ask your mother? Oh, it's on the form. Well, I guess, I don't think one should make love on his schedule. I think it should as the mood strikes, adventurous. Yes, I like that word. Put down adventurous. Jeez, I can't believe I'm talking to my son about my sex preferences. Okay, what's the last question on the form? I gotta run. I don't have time for this. This was a mistake. Oh, all right. What's the last question? Do I find sex dirty? I think that, sex is never dirty as long as you have a roll of paper towels handy and a bunch of wet wipes. There. Oh, that's not what they meant. Okay, I'm going to pretend that you're not my son and I am not your mother. Of course sex should be dirty. The dirtier, the better. But you didn't hear it from me, okay? Can I go now? I want to make some cookies. Wait, what? What? Already? You got a match for me already on the computer? I'm so excited. What does it say? Tell me. Print it out so I can see it too. Wait, what? There must be some kind of a mistake. Why, that's your name printed out here in the paper. You set me up, you little pervert. What do you mean you think you're the perfect man for me? Well, I know you're all grown up a bit. And yes, you are tall and handsome and muscular. But you're my son. I can't date you. You think? You think I'm hot and sexy and that I have a great figure? Well, I think you're kind of hot and sexy too. Mm-hmm. I knew when you were going to grow up, you were going to grow up to be a big, tall, strong, handsome man. I could tell that, when I gave you baths as a little boy. Mm-hmm. Your manhood was so big, even then. Don't tell anybody, but I couldn't wait until you grew up. I've always wanted to see my baby boy as a grown-up man. Mm-hmm. To see how big his manhood was going to be when he grew up. Oh, I know a mother shouldn't talk to her son that way. But you started it with all these foolish questions. You were trying to get me to loosen up, weren't you? To get rid of some of my inhibitions, weren't you? Especially when you kept plying me with beer and pretzels and asked me if I like dirty sex. Well, guess what? I do. And you know what else? Your father never satisfied me sexually. I'm glad he's gone and that I have you instead. My big, tall, handsome, strong son. You are such a sexy stud. Now go get me another beer. Those pretzels made me thirsty. I'm glad you think I'm hot and sexy too. Yeah. Do you like what I'm wearing tonight? It's not too obvious, is it? I mean, I know that my white knit top is a little too tight on me and that it draws tight against my breasts. And then the scoop neck shows off my cleavage, my deep cleavage. No, why do you ask? I didn't wear it just to tease you. I wore it because, oh, all right. I did wear it to tease you. So you would think your poor old mother was sexy. So I could tease you with my big tits. Mm-hmm. What size are they? What a thing to ask your mother. But I'll tell you, because you're such a good son. My tits are size 44 double F cup. But they look bigger in this top because of how the fabric is stretched tight across my chest. It kind of makes them stand out more. Yeah, see? Well, I suppose you can touch them. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, your hands feel so good on my tits. Yeah. It's been such a long time since I felt a man's hard, work-roughened hands in my tits. Yeah. Squeeze them. Maul them. Fondle them. Pinch my nipples. See how hard they're getting? Yeah. Suck my nipples, son. My nipples are really sensitive. Yeah. Where did you learn to do that? That felt really good. The way you're flicking your tongue back and forth over my nipple. And I love that your head is buried in my cleavage. Yeah, I love running my fingers through your hair as you snuggle into my cleavage. Yeah. You're getting your poor old mother sexually excited, baby. But I guess you know that. And I can see you're aroused, too. I mean, look at the size of that boner. It's humongous. I've never seen a cock bulge so big, son. Take it out. I want to see it. Please, son, show mommy your cock. I mean, We've gone this far already. What's a little bit more? You already know I like dirty sex. So let's get really dirty. Would you like to fuck mommy's big fat titties? My big huge mommy tits? Huh? Would you like to stick your big boner in between these two soft plump puppies? Look at them. See? See how good your cock would fit right in there? Oh yeah, son. Yeah. Go ahead. Unzip. Show mommy your cock. Oh, baby. I love it. It's huge. Well, I can hardly wrap my hand around it. And you're leaking so much pre-cum from the tip, too. I mean, just look at the wet spot on your pants. It's like a fucking lake. I just have to taste you. I just have to taste my baby boy. All grown up. My little man. Or should I say, my big man. Mm-hmm. I want to do it again. Oh, baby. Your cock tastes so good to mommy. Let me suck your cock. Please, baby. Let mommy lick and suck your nice, big, fat, juicy, thick, swollen fuck stick. Let mommy feel it in my mouth. Feel how big it is. I love it. Oh, baby. It's getting a little bigger. I want to lick your balls, too. I want to touch them with a mother's soft hand. And cup them. And tongue them. And then smell them. Nothing better than the musky smell of a man's balls. I can almost smell the cum inside them. Your ball sack is full, isn't it? I bet you want to come too, don't you? I bet you need to come. Your balls are all big and achy and swollen, and the sight of mommy's big, fat, huge knockers with my huge nipples is making you all hot and bothered, isn't it? And you really liked it when mommy was sucking your cock, didn't you, baby? I know what you want. You want to ram your cock right inside mommy's mouth, don't you? You have the urge to thrust, to pound, to hump. Well then, do it, son. Thrust your cock inside mommy's mouth and hump mommy's face. Give mommy your big, fat, thick, swollen cock, baby. Ram it right down mommy's throat. Yeah, I can take it.
I took your father's cock all those years, didn't I? Even though yours was bigger than his. Oh, God, I love my son's cock so much.
I should have fucked mommy's mouth. Now that's it. Keep going, son. Don't stop.
Squeeze my tits while you're at it. And I'll give them my clit while you fuck my brow. Push it in all the way, baby. Give me more of your precious cock. All the way down. All the way down on your throat, too. fuck Larry's football. It's fucked deeper. Red deeper. You little hurry, baby. I want to make it good for you. Then we'll do me. But first, I need to take the edge off. We need to come, baby. We need to get Larry a come. No, Larry can swallow it. I've waited so long, son, for you to grow up. Your biggest boobs. Yeah, I want to. I want your cock, baby. And Barry Olson's cock. I want it in my mouth. I want it in my cunt. From sports. Give me your cum, son. Come to Barry's throat. Do a deep, son. That's it. Faster. Faster. Like a beer falling up. It's bigger. And you're falling. Trying to get my chin. Tighter. Come on, my mouth. Get a blue. I'm greedy. I want it out. Oh, God. So much cum, sweetheart. I love it. Now let's adjourn to the bedroom and I'll show you some more tricks. But first, grab the paper towels and some wet wipes, will ya? And more beer. I think you spiked those pretzels.